Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Oh, that was so interesting. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing about La Tote. I'm going to check that out, Olivia, because, hey, if I can pack less but bring back more souvenirs, that is my kind of travel right
yes,
there.
Yes, all the more room for souvenirs.
All the more room for souvenirs. But, you know, sometimes we don't want to go far, so we may not need to do all that packing. We talked last time about talking about destinations that are close by, maybe trips that you could do like in a day or maybe a one night stay or something like that. And going local is a great way also too to have some fun, some excitement, some adventure, and do some things right here in our own backyard. Right, Doc Bill?
That's a very good idea. Something that doesn't cost you much, but you get to see a lot. And, you know, the nice thing about it is the return trip is a very short trip.
Exactly. Maybe you can take the dog, take a pet along, and you don't have to take that suitcase, Olivia.
Yes, that's the most important part.
I love that. Packing sometimes can just be crazy. Or if you do my kind of packing, sometimes it's just put it all in there, zip it, and just
hope for the best.
Exactly. But now I found a place that I thought might be really interesting that I wanted to share with everyone. And that is the Michael C. Carlos Museum over on Emory University's campus. Now, Dr. Bill, I know you know quite a bit about that because you actually attended Emory University.
I did. And the Carlos Museum is a great place at Emory to do a lot of things, see a lot. And again, it's very, very close. And there's a lot of other things on the Emory campus to do once you head to that venue.
Well, that's true. And it is actually, the museum there is one of the most impressive museums, art museums, that's in Georgia. And I don't know if everybody really thinks about it as an art museum. I think sometimes people think about it because of all of the historic, cultural things that are there. They think about it more from history, from a historical perspective.
Well, they do. But again, they have a lot of great exhibits there, things from modern art to more contemporary art, as well as exhibits that are historical and natural.
Well, the museum itself kind of has an interesting history, right, Olivia?
Yes, it was founded in 1919, originally known as the Emory University Museum, which was opened in 1876. And its mission is to provide visitors with an insight, enrichment, and education into the cultures of the world's art. So you're going to see a wide variety of exhibits and pieces of art.
I know. I read somewhere that there are like 17,000 art objects from ancient Egypt to the Near East, Africa, Greece, Rome, Asia, the ancient Americas, as well as they also include recent art too. So we're not just looking at things that go back, you know, to, you know, a long, long, long time ago to ancient Egypt or something like that, but a lot of great collections. So Dr. Bill, do you have like a favorite or anything when you go to the museum?
Well, you have a lot of their exhibits you can see. I mean, they have things that are like mummies only, where you have a lot of mummies, no daddies, but a lot of mummies that are that they have there that are pretty neat to look at. Really goes back into Egyptian antiquities, which is really nice to look at. Students can enjoy it. They have a lot of modern art exhibits, and a lot of times they'll frequent a lot of local artists and their facilities as well.
Well, that's true. They actually have a permanent Egyptian collection, which was enriched in 1999 with 145 works from the Niagara Falls Museum. So it's great to know that these museums kind of share some of the artwork, too, so that people, if they're not traveling or if they are going local, still get a chance to see some of these things. So if you are interested in Egyptian art and Egyptian history and culture, this would definitely be your first stop because it does have that permanent Egyptian collection there. But also, like you mentioned, I mean, there's also the elaborate decorated coffins and mummies. So you really get a chance to learn a lot about that culture and just kind of see it from an artistic standpoint as well.
Well, it is, and it's, you know, it's open pretty much every day. They also have special events there, and they also specialize in a lot of Native American arts as well.
Well, that's true. I think they have something going on now that's pretty interesting as well. The Basketry Art of the Native North America, which is one of the first art forms in the Americas. And this art was also very functional. Because when you think about art, sometimes we think about, oh, well, that's very pretty to look at. Or, oh, you know, look at that. Or what did the artist have in mind? Or what are they trying to tell us? But so much of the art that we now consider, especially the art that has a historical spin to it, may have been functional at some point. And oh, the baskets, especially for the Native Americans, was very functional.
Well, it is. And that's something that touches heart right here up in North Georgia. And we have a rich history of the Cherokee people and known for their beautiful basket making. So, again, that's something that you can hear the stories from your grandparents, or your great grandparents, and then actually go down there and see some of these Native works and learn a lot more about them.
Well, that's true. And as you mentioned, I mean, it's really a museum for everyone. So if you're a history buff an art lover, student, maybe even scholars, school children and tourists. I know I work with a group, and we've taken many groups of kids there for them to take part in outreach programs where children actually learn about the various cultures. And the one that I took some kids to do was around Egypt. And they got a chance to dress up and to watch videos and movies and things about Egypt and actually kind of live it a little bit by the dress up part of it. So it's a great, great place to go to take kids or to, as I mentioned, scholars even are wanting to go there. Now, there's docent-led tours also to Olivia that you can take there on certain days of the week.
Yeah, and it always helps to have an expert on hand to just help contextualize what you're looking at. And another great thing about this museum having so much variety is it does feel like you're going on an adventure in one day, but it can also inspire you to, you know, plan to travel to these places as well.
That is very, very true. And I think that's what going local should also do, is it should inspire you to look a little deeper maybe into your own community or going to find out some more about places like this. And hey, a trip to Egypt sounds pretty good to me.
Right. And that kind of helps you learn how, you know, how all these things connect, because we have this Native American culture here of basket weaving, and then, you know, that all goes together in one museum.
Exactly, exactly. It's all very artistic, but there's a history and the culture all coming together there. Now, Doc Bill, I know you can do other things at the museum. Some people actually rent it as a space for having events.
Well, you can. You can have events there. You can have gatherings there. You know, you can even have weddings there.
Do you know anyone who had a wedding there?
I think we had a wedding there at the Carlos Museum.
We did. We did. That was a while back. But they actually had a kente exhibit there, and which was kind of ironic because we had kente fabric in our wedding, and at the same time during our reception there was this kente exhibit that was taking place. So our guests had a chance to go around the museum and learn a lot more about kente fabric. They probably came back knowing more than we did, because we didn't have a chance to actually go around the exhibit as much. But yes, you can also do events there. And can you imagine just having an event there among all of that art and having, you know, your guests be able to do that? I mean, it was very, very fascinating. A lot of people came back and said, we really, really enjoyed your reception. But I can't tell if they enjoyed the reception because they were visiting the art or because of all the dancing that that we had people doing after the wedding. But definitely check out their website, because there are all kinds of tours that you can take there. I mean, there are tours that, you know, highlight the times and texts of the Bible. You can do an audio tour of that. As we mentioned, there are school tours as well as the outreach programs I mentioned before. And if you're just wanting to go, I mean, you can hook on some earphones and just go around the museum, because they do have the audio tours there as well. So visit their website at carlos.emory.edu and check it out. And also, Olivia, when you're there, you want to go and check out that bookstore, because maybe you want to go back home with some materials to read a little bit further.
Yeah, you're just getting started at the museum.
Exactly, exactly. It can continue on, right, Doc Bill?
It can. And they also have a cafe that's also available, too, so you can get something to eat while you're there, you know, looking at all the exhibits.
Now, how did I know you would find the food there?
Because, you know, food is part of the adventure.
Food is part of the adventure. I don't know if they have any Egyptian dishes there, but you can certainly have a moment to sit down and enjoy a quick meal. So definitely, as we mentioned, check out their website. And also, too, they do schedule group tours. So maybe you want to take a group of people with you, a group of friends. You can call ahead and schedule that. But check them out at carlos.com. It's carlos.emory.edu. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about a project that we've been working on that focuses on a little bit on history as well. But if you talk about going local, Doc Bill, we can check out Sapelo Island. It's not too far. It's right down the road, and people can go there and have a great adventure, learn a little bit about history as well.
Well, you can, and you remember you have the shell ring, which is a structure built by ancient Indians. It is almost as old as some of the Egyptian pyramids. So again, things go back there a long, long time, and you can, from looking at your local, you can expand to the international.
That is absolutely right. And if you wanted more information about going and checking those kinds of things out, check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com.
Walk like an Egyptian.